Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, Broken Vows, Abandoned at the Altar, Pregnant, and Trapped by a Possessive Billionaire by Tess Mitchell is a contemporary dark romance centered on betrayal, emotional coercion, and the struggle to rebuild intimacy after rupture. The premise places a wedding abandonment and an unexpected pregnancy at the center of the conflict, then pushes the relationship into a high-stakes dynamic shaped by guilt, control, and redemption. The billionaire romance framework gives the story its power imbalance and heightened emotional tension, while the possessive hero arc creates a conflict between ownership and genuine love. Based on the available book data, the novel is designed for readers who want intense romantic drama rather than subtle realism. Its purpose is to deliver an emotionally charged narrative in which the characters must confront past damage, reckon with trust, and decide whether a damaged bond can be remade into something healthier. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, abandonment at the altar, as the story's emotional trigger. The central event in the novel is not simply a broken wedding, but the public collapse of a future that was supposed to be secure. Being abandoned at the altar creates immediate humiliation, grief, and long-term distrust, which makes it a powerful catalyst for every later conflict. In romance fiction, this kind of rupture does more than create backstory, it sets the terms for how the characters evaluate each other afterward. The abandoned partner is forced to process betrayal in front of a social and emotional audience, which intensifies the sense that love has become unsafe. This matters because the novel is not built around a misunderstanding that can be solved quickly. Instead, the abandonment leaves a wound that must be addressed through accountability, patience, and changed behavior. That gives the story its darker tone and explains why reconciliation, if it occurs, has to feel earned rather than assumed. Secondly, pregnancy turns the romance into a sustained moral and emotional conflict. The pregnancy element raises the stakes by turning a personal breakup into an ongoing responsibility. In this kind of romance, pregnancy is not only a plot device for pressure, it forces both characters to confront consequences that cannot be ignored or reversed. The presence of a child changes the emotional logic of the relationship because it creates continuity between past betrayal and future obligation. That makes reconciliation more complicated than a standard second-chance romance. The characters must negotiate fear, dependence, and practical responsibility while still dealing with injury from the original abandonment. This also gives the narrative a stronger sense of urgency. The relationship cannot remain frozen in the past because the pregnancy keeps moving the story forward. For readers, that usually means the emotional conflict is sustained over a longer arc and tied to questions of protection, trust, and whether shared parenthood can become a basis for repair rather than a reminder of failure. Thirdly, possessive billionaire romance and the tension between control and care. The billionaire element places the story squarely in a genre where wealth amplifies emotional power. A possessive billionaire character naturally creates asymmetry because money, status, and access can influence how conflicts unfold. In Broken Vows, that possessiveness is not just a trait for sensual tension, it becomes the core problem the hero must outgrow. The available summary indicates that Sel must learn that loving the heroine again cannot mean owning her. That distinction is important because it shifts the romance from domination to accountability. Many dark billionaire romances depend on the thrill of control, but this story appears to interrogate that impulse rather than celebrate it outright. The emotional payoff, therefore, depends on whether the powerful male lead can move from coercive attachment toward respectful commitment. That transformation gives the novel its defining tension. The same traits that make him dangerous also make his redemption difficult and narratively meaningful. Fourthly, redemption depends on accountability, not dramatic apologies. A major appeal of the novel is that redemption is framed as work rather than sentiment. The summary suggests that Sel must face his own guilt and confront the people who tore the couple apart, which implies that healing is tied to action. This is significant because dark romance readers often distinguish between emotional intensity and credible change. A confession alone does not repair a broken bond. The character who caused harm has to demonstrate that he understands the damage and can behave differently. That gives the story a moral structure in which regret is necessary, but insufficient. The romance therefore becomes a test of whether love can survive when the injured person demands more than passion. This also helps explain why the book can appeal to readers of both angst, heavy romance, and redemption arcs. The conflict is not only whether the couple reunites, but whether reunion would represent real growth or just another cycle of possession and pain. Lastly, the book fits dark romance readers who want high-conflict emotional payoff. Broken Vows is positioned for readers who enjoy emotionally intense romance with betrayal, pregnancy, and a morally compromised hero. Its attraction lies in the combination of personal damage and dramatic momentum, not in realism or subtle character study. The book appears to use familiar genre signals, but the specific mixture of alter abandonment, secret or difficult reconciliation, and possessive billionaire behavior gives it a sharper edge than a conventional second-chance romance. That makes it appealing to readers who expect heightened tension, clear emotional stakes, and a powerful corrective arc. It also stands out because the core relationship is built around the question of whether love can be separated from ownership. In genre terms, that is a more pointed conflict than simple jealousy or routine breakup angst. The result is a novel that promises conflict-driven catharsis for readers who want the romance to move through pain, consequences, and eventual emotional reckoning rather than offering an easy reunion. In conclusion, this book should appeal most to readers of dark romance, billionaire romance, and emotionally loaded second-chance stories. It is especially suited to readers who want a plot built around betrayal, pregnancy, possessiveness, and the difficult process of repairing a damaged bond. The practical value of the book is not instructional in a conventional sense. Instead, it offers a study in how romance fiction turns power imbalance, regret, and accountability into sustained narrative tension. Readers who enjoy morally complex heroes may find the redemption arc particularly important. Since the story appears to insist that love must be earned through changed behavior, rather than claimed through force. What differentiates this title from many similar books in the category is the way its central conflict is not only romantic but ethical. The hero cannot simply win the heroine back by intensity or wealth, he has to confront guilt and redefine love itself. That makes the novel stand out as a darker, more accountability-driven version of billionaire romance, with a stronger focus on emotional consequence than on fantasy alone. If you would like to support Tess Mitchell, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.